Welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report and Clay and Iron Show. And, of course, lots of issues happening over the weekend. I had an interesting discussion today with Holly Dale, and, of course, her husband Stan Dale, who's probably one of the most brilliant scientists dealing with many earth change issues. We also have, going to be getting on the line in just a moment, Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney, of course, his explanation and research into the plasma universe, the idea that comets and asteroids are charged bodies, and that many of the interactions that trigger off coronal mass ejections, geomagnetic effects, etc., changes in the ozone layer and the magnetosphere of the Earth and other planets can be expected to be affected by plasma activity. And the latest, Professor James McCanney, we have a bunch of things going on. One of the interesting discussions we had before the show today was looking at anomalies. Now, we can have anomalous storms. Back in over a century ago, there were some strange storms that struck the United States. But this particular storm called the Frankenstorm that occurs right around Halloween that could sit over the northeast United States over as long as maybe up to a week appears to be the convergence of four or five storms. This is very anomalous. In fact, the storm surge is thought that it may hit New York City as high as 11 feet. And I think that their storm walls are only able to handle up to 5 feet. So it's very possible that the MTA, the Metro Transit Authority, will have major flooding. And there's going to be a lot of destruction. They're going to call it the billion-dollar storm because it's going to cause damage in the billions. Plus, it'll also reduce voter turnout. These anomalies beg the question, is it one that's natural or is it one that's being tweaked? Is there any ideas in that area?
Hello, Bill. Yeah, I absolutely think there's something strange going on here. You might remember 1991, what they called the perfect storm. There were three hurricanes that eventually joined in the North Atlantic, but those were overland storms, and one of those storms came through the Midwest on Halloween. 1991, right. And it dropped 3 feet of snow one day, and when the backside of the hurricane, I call it hurricane, it dumped another 3 feet the next day. But at any rate, this storm that we're dealing with now looks a little bit too strange to me. The thing I look at is we don't have the solar conditions to drive a storm like this.
Yeah, in other words, we don't have a lot of sunspot activity because you have to heat the surface of the ocean to get a amount of moisture and energy to generate this, which means there's several ways that I know of that are classified in order to convert a storm. One is to create a time-dependent vortex, basically waves in the upper atmosphere using HARP technology. The other is just to use superheated plasma using space-based lasers. And you probably know of other techniques that are used for weather modification that can use energetic technologies. This obviously has geopolitical consequences because a low voter turnout is going to be in favor of the Republicans, and it has always been that case, and could well tilt the vote toward Romney during this election.
Yeah, that's one issue, and it could be kind of a signaling that almost that elections don't count, that the lives of people are being dominated by other factors. And, you know, it almost gives me that kind of feeling that people are helpless. We've seen for at least a decade now natural events that look like natural events, but really have been man-made. And I would classify, for example, the tsunami in Japan and the destruction of the Fukushima reactor as apparently was a result, but there's a lot of evidence that the Fukushima reactor was actually blown up, kind of a 9/11 type of explosion situation at the reactor, and that the tsunami itself was man-made, that the earthquake was not sufficient to drive that tsunami. So anyway, what we're seeing is what appear to be natural acts of God, so to speak, but are really man-made to control, to manipulate, to move geopolitical scenes on a grand scale. We saw Hurricane Katrina. They already knew Hurricane Katrina was going to New Orleans when it was still in the Atlantic Ocean. People were betting oil futures that had inside information when that storm was still in the Atlantic. How do you do that? Well, the answer is that these are manipulated. They're I would call them social, political, social maneuvering to maneuver the large sections of population. And I believe that that's what we're seeing here.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if we go back and look at the science, in the 1960s, the Ho Chi Minh Trail was being manipulated by U.S. weather using bombing with silver iodide particles to create massive, rainstorms that would destroy the normal area. Of course, they didn't understand that underneath the Ho Chi Minh Trail, they'd actually tunneled hundreds of miles of tunneling that was designed to actually allow them to move about the jungle, even after they're deforested with defoliating agents like napalm and the superstorms that they were creating over them. So they were still, the Viet Cong were able to move underneath the forest floor by tunneling.
Yeah, well, the situation in New York right now, I've seen some of the footage that's come back so far, and it's going to be very bad. There's going to be a tremendous amount of destruction. And I just got a thing, indication here right before the show. I got an email from somebody, said that there are already class action suits being started with people suing the government for damage that with the concept that these are manipulated storms.
Well, the way that they could tell, and I'm just going to use my imagination to see if these ideas may have some way of being imaged, but if you're going to create a storm vortex, you have to do it between about probably 60 to 80,000 feet. You have to either create a time-dependent plasma field up in the upper atmosphere. So you should be able to see it with infrared imaging technology. And then if you're looking at it from space, you should be able to have some kind of space-based, infrared technology to look at the superheated plasma in the upper atmosphere. So my guess is if there's any kind of imaging technology either that conventional citizens have or universities, they should be able to see some anomalies in terms of the atmospheric grid pattern. We know there were some strange patterns of grid-like activity that occurred before Katrina gathered because it was like a pinwheel of these converging storms. It took up to 7 or 8 days for them to actually pull in toward the central point before they actually started steering them like a joystick toward Katrina, toward New Orleans. And there appeared to be opposing forces pulling it in a different direction, too. So is there any way of kind of imaging or finding some kind of data stream that would allow us to kind of test the theory of what they used to manipulate the storm?
On my webpage, I've got a storm that I measured. It was about 10 years ago, and I was up in an airplane, and I was able to measure the pulsing of the laser. And what it does is it ionizes the air.
Right.
And this was in a storm in the Pacific at the time. It was a storm that was coming up the west coast of the U.S. And so anyway, with that, I was able to verify. And it wasn't a damaging storm. It was just a very unusual storm that rode up the west coast of the United States about 100 miles offshore. But what I was able to do was to verify that that storm was being manipulated and to verify the technique that they were using, which was a laser satellite. And so that I have on my homepage, and that was just a practice run, the one that I actually measured. But I don't have the ability to go out in the Atlantic right now and go after this one. But, what was it, about 15 years ago, Russia came to the UN and they said that they wanted an international ban on weather manipulation used as warfare. And the U.S. agreed to it, but it was a very strange wording. That the U.S. agreed to it, but they would not agree that a country couldn't do it to its own population.
Yeah, I know that those dialogues had happened. They're actually documented, aren't they?
Yeah, but they wouldn't agree to not do it to their own population.
Yeah, well, we know that they did with Katrina. There's no doubt about that. Back in a moment with Professor James McCanney.
Up until now, we have been losing the war. The war on multi-drug-resistant superbugs that have emerged due to the overuse of traditional antibiotics. It's time to start winning with Alimax from NutraMedical.com. Alimax kills all disease-causing bacteria, viruses, parasites, and pathogens. It prevents illness and reverses disease, saving limbs and lives. Alimax, AliUltra, and AliMed capsules and liquid, and Alimax cream all contain stabilized allicin, never before available. Allicin is the most powerful plant-derived universal killer of all pathogens, with no drug resistance and totally safe for both topical and oral application. AliMed is made with the world's only stabilized allicin extract. Read more and order AliMax from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Good day, Peter Kratschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1710.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1752.87, 876.44 for a half ounce, and 438.22 for a quarter ounce. 1752.87, 876.44, and 438.22.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos? Are you ready to bug out? Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says? Don't count on FEMA. Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, and Dr. McKinney, you mentioned, Professor McKinney, you mentioned a very important point that these storms are not going to be over like in a day or two, maybe not even in weeks. The destruction of infrastructure like the MTA, the Metro Transit Authority, and the subway systems in New York City, it's very possible that you could have something like the stock market not just put on hold today, but literally for weeks. We could have a level of destruction that could be really disturbing, plus the station blackout. In fact, I got a report today from Chris Harris that the emergency diesels at the Oyster Creek area is at grade elevation, face the possibility of being flooded by the neighboring creek. And there's a diesel generator of the northeast of the plant as well. There's another area, of course, that are a direct line of these, such as the Indian Point. Chris, you mentioned on the email you sent me today that there's some dangers there of Oyster Creek diesels, which are at great elevation. This is supposed to be an 11-foot surge, according to the latest weather reports. The governor of the state of New York is basically trying to warn people, don't underestimate the storm. The level of surge is greater than they've ever seen for any predicted storm in U.S. history hitting New York City. This looks like a convergence of at least four or five storms, and as Professor McCanny says, there isn't enough solar energy to explain this unless you know it's a manipulated storm, so there's already lawsuits against the government for manipulated weather. What are the plans and what's the chances of a station blackout and a major loss of power causing a loss of containment and a nuclear explosion or release of radiation like Fukushima occurring in the northeast United States because of the Frankenstorm?
Hello, Dr. Bill?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Professor McCanny's here as well.
Professor McCanny, I'm a big fan of yours, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. I just sent you a report this morning about Oyster Creek, and I could go ahead and try to analyze every single plant that's in the path of this, but Oyster Creek seems to be going to be taking the brunt of this. So what I did was I pulled out their maximum expected flood levels and where they're in grade. They never expect anything above 22 feet above mean sea level, and that is all based on, as I said before, a 1962 historic storm. That's how things are done. They go ahead and they say, what's the worst possible case? And so 1962, they said this couldn't possibly be any worse. It looks like this is going to already be worse. So I went and dug out some drawings of the site property, and it looks like the diesel generators, I think you've seen that picture, is pretty close to one of their water outtake structures, which would flood. I've been at that site, and there isn't really any berm there. It's just basically a canal with some good sloping sides. But if it goes up there, well, you know, that's the one I would look at right now if I was going to say in jeopardy. Millstone also is not out of the woodwork, out of the woods either. And so what could happen? Yeah, you could have a flooding event and a loss of off-site power. That's what I'm saying. Now, the loss of off-site power could be imminent because that part of New Jersey is getting pummeled right now.
What's the proximity in terms of location physically to either major transport, railway, city populations for the Oyster Creek facility? What's the relative
Oyster
distance?
Oyster Creek is pretty close to the shore. There's nothing but a thin barrier island separating it from the Atlantic Ocean and Barnegat Bay, which is really where it is. It's actually a little town called Forked River, New Jersey. It's pretty popular. I mean, it's a suburban setting. Now you're all the way on the other side of, you're closer to Atlantic City than you are to here, I believe, if my geography is correct. It took a while to get there from here, but then again, it's a lot of small roads usually getting there. It's on the East Coast. I think your Atlantic City is close to that, but then again, you're also, it's a nuclear kind of thing, you're also pretty close to Washington, D.C., Wilmington, Delaware, Baltimore, even New York, and Philadelphia.
Yeah. What is the long term effect of power outage in the area? Could it be weeks?
That all depends on the damage. I mean, you know, that I can't say that. I don't know the answer to that question. Sometimes it's just a quick blip, and sometimes if there's a lot of damage in power lines, like we saw in that big tornado storm we saw back in April, over a year ago, that took out Tennessee Valley Authority's big high lines, that deadly line of tornadoes, that took them a very long time before they were off the diesel generators, before they were weaned off the diesel generators. It took them over a week before they could get full power back from off-site. I don't have the exact exact data, how long it took, but they were on the deals for a very long time.
Right. What we're trying to imagine here too is the effect on the election, which is coming up in the near future here, and the ability of people to recover to the point where they can actually function, to the point where they can go vote normally. And so, anyway, I'm just that's one thing I'm sure we're going to be following here in the next week, right, Bill?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that there's you know, obviously this looks like a manipulated storm. There also is a grave danger. What about the area of that large plant that's really near New York City as well? What's it called?
Indian Point.
Yeah, is that that's near a very dangerous area? It's very near the populations of New Jersey, New York. Is that likely to be swamped as well with this storm surge?
It would have to back up the Hudson River quite a ways. I'm not saying it can't happen, but you know, I focused my attention on the one or two that I had at my fingertips and, you know, fresh in my mind. Indian Point does have, I mean, it's pretty close to the river level, and I've been there with some high river water, but I think Oyster, if I were to say which ones would you be worried about, I'd be worried about Oyster Creek and Millstone and even Calvert Cliffs right now. Remember, you have more than just flood. You also have high winds. And if you remember in Irene, Calvert Cliffs thought it was going to get out unscathed when a piece of the building actually tore off the side, turned into a kite. It was a big sheet steel affair, and it went right into the transformer and gave it a loss of off-site power just like that. They did it to themselves. So there's like anything that could happen when you have all of this natural calamity going on, or unnatural, if we think that way. And so it's certainly, you know, remember I said, you know, you line up the wickets as far as, so let's say Fukushima is the worst case you can get. You know, you start lining up wickets, that's when I start getting interested in the whole thing.
Right, and what I'd like you to do is kind of research it some more, and if necessary, pop back on either today or tomorrow, because I think in the next few days, if this storm does what I expect it to do, we're going to have an American Fukushima.
Quite possible. If I have electrical power, my goal is to keep my family safe. And if I'm not available, then somewhere down the future, I will be available.
Absolutely. Keep in touch. We'll be back in a moment with Professor McKinney. Open the lines as well, 800-259-5791.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back, and had an interesting comment. I just want to divert for a second here. We have Professor McCanny. It's open lines in any health issue or any geopolitical. This is a really big issue. If we have a station blackout, we could have an American Fukushima like Oyster Creek or the Indian Point plant. We also have a lower voter turnout always tends to favor Republicans. So you wonder who behind the scenes, even if it's not known by Romney, is manipulating this toward an election where Obama is being broomed out of position. I saw an interesting email that was sent to me over the weekend that Obama's wife, Michelle, has already bought a house in Hawaii, so maybe they already know they're on their way.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting. another comment, by the way, one of the docs that listens to the program regularly made a comment that human chorionic gonadotropin is off-label used to increase testosterone in males, especially if they have undescended testes, and because it stimulates LH or luteinizing hormone. That's sort of an off-label use. It's you'd have to actually prove by measuring free levels of the male hormones testosterone, androstenedione, and dihydrotestosterone, and also make certain that you're not getting an increase in the level of sex hormone binding globulin, which you can measure. If people measure that, they can say, yes, it's going to increase testosterone levels, both males and females. In females, it's going to increase sex drive. In males, it may help if undescended testicles are present or if people are getting andropause. So HCG, though, you have to give very much higher dosages than you'd give ordinarily for just weight loss, for induction of peripheral thyroid hormone conversion. So I'm going to be pulling up a bunch of literature on that from PubMed. I have some other articles here. Most of the people that are saying this are talking about off-label uses. In other words, HCG off-label, and I have some articles that I'm going to post up here. So they say it simulates or closely resembles luteinizing hormones. So the fact is, until you do the actual testing, and they're not talking about the drops, which is under the tongue. They're talking about injections in pretty large dosages. The thing about HCG, and you have to understand it, is it's a TRH analog. Ordinarily, your body's going to release TRH from your jejunum and your pancreas, and it does it after you take something as simple as berberstatin. You don't need to go to buy something like a Baris, which is really expensive. It's about $300 plus a month. To take a virus, which is the actual 5 milligram TRH you take under the tongue. A berberstatin, two capsules twice a day, which is very affordable, not only cleans the upper small bowel of pathogens, but helps your body release TRH, which is an LH analog. So if you want to release a luteinizing hormone analog that's actually coming from your bowel to restore normal hormone level, you do it from taking berberstatin. So I'll post all the literature on this. So I don't think it's the primary way you want to restore male hormones. You want to use Men's Max, which is going to release some bound hormones. You want to take Enhance for Men, will increase your output, and you take berberstatin to release TRH. You would not be taking injectable, very high dose HCG, which is much higher than the dosages recommended for people trying to lose weight. So that question came up. Professor McKinney, we have the government shutting down during the Obama administration science. We talked about this the other day, Tier 1 and Tier 2 science. What we see is that wall between Tier 1 and 2 science and the public, which are highly informed now because of the Internet, and many of them very intelligent, many of them have advanced training or have researched, you know, what we call citizen scientists. It's very distressing to have issues like extreme weather like this when anybody with two clues can say, this doesn't look normal. And then they start seeing there's less sunspot activity, so you couldn't see all these storms converging into one superstorm, the Frankenstorm. It seems all too convenient to happen at this particular time. What's your general comment about this? Because we have near-Earth objects, we've got the changes in the galactic and solar system, we've got the approach of large comets coming in the next year. In the next 2 years, we're going to have an increase in solar max activity. The science is literally being withheld from the public, putting us in danger. You know, this storm is a perfect example. How many people are aware that we could get a station blackout in American Fukushima occurring in the northeast United States caused by the fact that they could lose power for many days and not be able to get diesel fuel back in there to keep these plants from going critical?
Well, it's at a time, too, if we look, they're heading into winter. There could be other damage here to the point where it's going to simply disrupt, and that's the term I want to use. If you want to disrupt society, let's put it that way, this storm will do that. And that's why I was asking just a little earlier, what is going to be the long-term effect of, say, electrical outage? And then we have the added factor that, and I've seen this over the past year, where natural events, that storm that hit Washington, for example, what was like earlier in the spring, and they had the power out for 2 weeks in Washington, and there was no need for the power to be out for 2 weeks. So could this be used as an excuse to keep power out or keep dropping it, saying, oh, the power's dropping, it was due to the storm. Keep using this as an excuse, just like the Taliban or other...
In other words, this could be whether it's Obama or Romney, this could be, quote, the October surprise.
Yeah, and this is a thing, and this is social, geopolitical, social engineering at its best. It comes right at an election, and so people might afterwards argue, well, say Romney wins or something like that, and they say, well, this
or vice versa, Obama. I mean, it could work either way. We don't know exactly how I'm just guessing that in the past, the lower voter turnout tends to favor Republicans.
Yeah, but that there again, that could be used as an excuse, and most people would say argue over that when really the overall goal was geopolitical social engineering, like we saw in New Orleans. New Orleans is a very different place. It was socially engineered with Katrina. Now we're seeing it in the Northeast. And so what I see is a method of, I call it weather bombing. We were talking about this offline earlier. It's a very effective way to control and manipulate extreme large populations that only a nuclear bomb could do something like this. I mean, if you took World War II bombing techniques, you could not destroy or socially engineer an area as effectively as using weather.
One of the things is federalizing large cities complexes, you know, millions of people. And this storm could literally federalize, like it has in Katrina and Louisiana, federalize a lot of cities up in the Northeast.
Right, exactly. So you're talking, 15% of the country. that could be their future will forever be changed. The social, the way they manage their lives, this could be the beginning of other major social engineering changes. And this type of thing, and then it's blamed on a natural disaster. So how convenient.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now the interesting thing about this is it's parallel with near Earth objects. There's some reports that I'm hearing that there's some kind of a large comet going to be seen in December of this year. Do you have any evidence of that? Because I haven't been able to corroborate this report. It was put out by another researcher. I won't mention his name, but he's saying that there's going to be timed with some very large geomagnetic events occurring on the planet. Let's put it that way.
Well, the comet that I've been talking about is C2012-S1, and it's out beyond the orbit of Jupiter right now. And January 15th, we're going to have a pretty good electrical alignment with this comet, and I see some Earth effects at that point. But I don't see any other comets that would be affecting Earth. So I'm not in what you're talking about.
Yeah, and that's quite a distance away. You're talking about something that basically is you know, somewhere around 55 million miles away plus, right?
The comet right now is probably, I don't even know how far, it's probably about 2 AU away.
Wow. Two astronomical units, which is two times the distance to the sun.
Yeah.
So somewhere around 180 million miles away. So very unlikely to have any effects in December. So no corroboration. Call in if you have any questions for Professor McCanny on any issue on health or otherwise. 800-259-5791.
If you're going to take just one natural supplement, why not 7-in-1? That's Cardovite, a 7-in-1 tonic for life from NutraMedical.com. Cardovite contains 7 synergistic herbs to promote maximum wellness for your heart and whole body. Take Cardovite to detoxify, rejuvenate, and stimulate tissue regeneration of all your cells and organs. Cardovite from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutraMedical.com contains 7 super herbs: cayenne, garlic, hawthorn, valerian, milk thistle, ginkgo biloba, and bilberry. The 7 herbs in Cardovite act in such a way that each herb is enhanced in the presence of the others. For hypertension, heart attack, stroke prevention, sexual function, brain circulation, lowering cholesterol, and improving circulation, take Cardovite, the tonic for life. Order online at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutraMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have a caller, and your first name and what state you're calling from.
Richard, state of Washington.
Great. Richard, you had a question for Professor McCanny, a couple statements, and a really important topic. I'm glad you're bringing it up. Please tell what it's about.
Yeah, listen to Dr. McCanny's weekly show. I would highlight that. And having watched or listened to his show on a regular basis, he's not yet discussed pole shift or not really spent time on it. And I'd really like to hear his opinion on magnetic influx lowering and how this is going to affect the upcoming geopolitical perspective.
I know there are people predicting pole shifts in the November, early December time frame. I don't personally have any information on that. The one thing that I have to clarify is that my books clarify the issue of pole shifts. I think it's my weather book. There are magnetic pole shifts in which there's a change in direction in the Earth-based magnetic field. And these are happening actually on a daily basis. We have magnetic reversals that occur when the solar wind changes directions, the magnetic field, and can actually reverse our geomagnetic field. And these happen regularly. And we get a dose of radiation, but most people don't sense or feel anything other than, maybe in Russia they talk about increased general cancer rate statistics, and that you shouldn't fly airplanes near the North Pole at those times. Physical pole shifts, and these are the big dangerous ones, only occur when some massive object comes by Earth and puts a gravitational wave into the surface, the mantle and crust, and it actually shifts over the viscous layer that's just below it. And that requires some, if that happens, we're probably all going to be dead. So, or very close to it. And those only occur when massive celestial objects come near Earth. So
what your point is, Professor McKinney, if we would discern this, is a drop in the magnetic flux field, which isn't occurring quickly. The best way for people to measure it is simply look at the UV index or have a magnetometer to measure the Earth's magnetic field and its dipole in millitesla. If it's not dropping dramatically and there's no increase in ultraviolet light, even if that occurred, we're not talking about a disjunction between the lithosphere, the crust, and the mantle. It only occurs when a large gravitonic object moves past the Earth, like a large comet or planetoid or dwarf star, and has to be within millions of miles of the Earth's lunar distances, so that there's a differential gravity wave that would affect one side of the Earth and the mantle versus the other side, so you get a disjunction where maybe it'll start to slide or slip like the skin of a peach after or a tomato after it's been blanched in a steam boiler, and the skin or the crust would slide ever so slowly over a period of weeks over the mantle. That could occur, but that's unlikely unless we have an object. We're not going to have it happen because the magnetic field's changing. There's no evidence of that, is there?
To mention, there's apparently some people saying there's a massive comet that Earth is going to interact with here in the next month, and there's no evidence for that. We have a comet that's out beyond Jupiter that we're going to have an electrical interaction with on January 15th. I've been talking about that, but there's no physical comet that's slated to come by Earth in the next month I'm aware of. So at any rate, I think what happens is there's first of all confusion between magnetic pole shifts and physical pole shifts. And like I say, the magnetic pole shifts are happening. They're literally happening all the time. And that's due to solar wind interactions, other electrical interactions. But the other thing is that there's a number of people, unfortunately, on the Internet who don't have any scientific background. And there's a broad range of mixture of this. But I'm asked all the time to comment on this. And 98% of the time, there's no factual basis. If Earth were going to have an encounter of some kind, then there's some real specific data that has to be presented, and that is dealing with orbits of comets, orbits of large objects, and these people don't present any. They simply don't present the kind of data that's necessary, first of all, for a second or third independent party to verify it, and so. It just kind of clogs the field.
Right. I don't think Stan, listen, I just talked to Holly this morning. I don't think Stan's predicting that kind of event's going to happen. Now, Marshall Masters has stated that there's some kind of a comet-like object going to occur with major superquakes all over the planet in December and thereafter. No scientific basis. You can go to his website, yowza.com. The problem is that on this program, not like many other programs or Coast to Coast Radio, etc., we're not going to bring you confusion. We're going to bring you hard science. We're going to actually analyze the real catastrophes coming are ones that can be quantifiably addressed. The thing I'm concerned about is the fact that the government's shutting down access to information to Tier 2 scientists and to the public so that we can analyze what's really going on. We are seeing a decrease in the magnetic field, but at its current rate, it'll take 1,000 years to reduce to the level that'll be dangerous. It could speed up for some other effect, like a passing high-energy plasma object, like a comet or a red or brown dwarf star. But we'd see plenty of advance notice on that, even if it's coming in from the southern ecliptic, where only 3% of our telescopes are pointed in the direction, and you need infrared X-ray telescopes like the Chandra, space-based telescope, the stereoscopic, or the wide-angle, WISE telescope that's out in space. The problem is the government's making all the stuff black op, and the discerning part is that we see evidence that there is something coming, but we can't give you any dates. And anybody who suggests it's just because they're saying in their theory it's a magnetic field, nah, it's not the case. And we're putting specific dates. We do know objects are coming by, and this one that you mentioned, Professor McKenney, is likely to have some major effects on Mars, and major effects on the sun. If it gets into the chromosphere of the sun, we're likely to see a CME as it passes close enough to have a discharge. And if we just happen to be geocentric to that discharge, within 15 degrees of its discharge, we could have some serious CME effects on the planet toward the fall of next year. That's what I think is the thing to be. I'm most concerned about that. I'm more worried about a CME than a pole shift. This pole shift stuff happens when large objects pass by the Earth, and then there's a disjunction of the lithosphere and the gel-like mantle.
Yeah, and when those events happen, those are the major, what would you call, Earth-altering events where you have mass extinctions, some of them greater than others. We don't have any of those slated for right now. And, yeah, and unfortunately, if you follow the people that say are making this prediction about a comet in November, December, unfortunately, they do that about every month.
Well, I think if you ask a question, and I want to ask this question straight up, because we don't hear an awful lot of what I call scientifically rigorous honesty in the alternative media. The regular media is useless, okay? But we try to be the top-level program, along with your program, Dr. Professor McCanny. Why would people do this? Number one, either they are unscientifically based and they're just egomaniacs and they want to say something. Number two, they're just information officer, COINTELPRO, and they're operating as an arm of the government because they want to make sure that nobody really believes the alternative media when we present really good questions with the limited data we have.
Right.
I think there's both of them out there. I think there's unqualified people that shouldn't open their mouth. And on the other hand, I think the majority of people that are opening their mouth that are in high positions, a lot of them, when it's something like the every monthly disaster coming, either they're mentally imbalanced or they're COINTELPRO. Because if your disaster keeps on not happening, why would people believe you after a while? And then when real issues start to present themselves, and let's say the ultraviolet light level starts to get really seriously high because the magnetic field's dropping, or because we have a plasma effect that affects the sun and we have a big CME with a major solar wind and radiation storm occurring, you know, people aren't going to pay attention when we actually give them a real warning.
Am I still on the air?
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead. You make a comment.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Dr. McCanny, has he studied Patrick Girl's work on alignment in the solar system with possible earthquake activity, and secondarily, the Gulf oil non-accident and the change of the jet stream? Is that influencing a lot of what's happening in today's weather picture?
Well, the Gulf Stream was shut down after the BP oil spill.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I'll be honest with you, I'm the person that wrote the book on electrical alignments and their effect on Earth. And so I'm real familiar with that.
We definitely have to have you back, Professor McCanny, to again talk about this in terms of planetary alignments, et cetera, because you're the expert. Thank you. Great questions.
Okay.
Back in a moment with hour number two. Hour three coming up is Ryan. And, of course, remarkable program. Good questions. Great audience. Back in a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.